And many of the families who were still under the Iraqi occupation, the Saddam's regime, were reunited with their families who had fled and pitched tents around that area. And many of the people who, through the Arabization, were kicked out of their homes as early as spring of 2001. We're talking about very recent situations where kids talking about, I want to just to go home, and sitting in the rain under a homemade tent 20 kilometers from their home in the villages around Kirkuk. So that was another thing. By the time they got there, some of those villages, the Arab people who have been given $30,000 and the homes had already left because they basically were either scared of being targeted by Kurds or any other reason, they figured they better leave. So some of those villages were empty. Unfortunately, in Kirkuk, the situation is different. The Turkish government has claims on that oil and therefore has threatened that if Kurds take their homes back, that the Turkish army is going to roll in. Now, what happened, the next consequence of this war, just like every other one that the U.S. has been involved in that area, is the betrayal of Kurds. So the U.S. government decided, you know what, even these villages that are empty, we are not going to allow the Kurds back in. So what we are going to do is to kick the Kurds back out again to their own homemade tents, and we're going to bring the Arabs back because we actually do not want to be confronting our Arab allies. Just in case we go against the Arab governments in the region, now it might be okay for the U.S. to go against Syria, but not against the Emirate or Saudi Arabian government. So that was the next consequence. We're being betrayed there again. We have to be kicked out of our homes one more time to fulfill U.S.'s foreign policies.